On July 6, 2021, the Media Sanctuary welcomed its Uptown Summer Youth Program for a month of workshops in its learning facilities in Troy, New York. Producer Sina Bazila Hickey and myself interviewed the incoming group as they introduced themselves on the first day.
My name is Remus, and I have been a participant in this.
Hi, my name is Jada.
Hi, my name is Genesis.
Hi, I'm Octavian.
Oh my bad, what's good? My name's Natai, aka Mr. Pickles.
Hi, I'm Branda Miller, and I'm the Arts and Education Coordinator at the Sanctuary, and I'm really excited to be with these amazing, brilliant Uptown Summer Youth 2021. Yeah!
Jumping back into the conversation from our Part 1 segment, the group was in discussion about their relationship to radio, feelings toward the messages they heard, and possible ways things could be improved.
Like, growing up now, it's, like, very demotivating because all you hear is, like, bad stuff about children and what they're doing. But, like, there's good stuff going on. And then, like, so, like, whatever you're telling your children or you're giving them or just letting them watch, it's going to affect them in the long run.
I do agree with you on the fact that it is very demotivating to live because, I mean, I, of course, understand your point of view. Like, all we hear for, like, black youth is, like, kid gets killed or, like, thief or, like, assault or, like, this happened or this guy got killed or, like, some sort of, like, cliche. But, I mean, I'm not trying to put you down or anything, but for, like, I don't hear anything from natives because, I mean, as a native myself, it's, like, very disheartening that, like, the only, like, publication that we have ever gotten, like, so far, like, right now is, oh, yeah, we found dead children, 250 of them, right, in a school, in an unmarked mass grave. Yeah, let's just confirm that they're dead. Like, that's all, like, the publication that I've heard from, like, native voices is, like, it's not even from native voices, it's just, like, other people, like, looking in. It's, like,
the thing is, with, like, news on the radio or even on TV, it's, like, it gets aggravating because you hear about all of these different things, but there's, like, no one talking about a solution. And so another thing is, like, you constantly hear these bad things about your different groups and demographics that you are a part of, but you never hear anything positive. And, like, when I was listening, I was just thinking, like, what if we had, like, a positive news radio station or a positive news channel, like, on TV or even, yeah, like, on the radio, just for us to hear positive news about different groups that we're a part of that includes everybody. Because it's, like, it gets aggravating hearing the same things. Like, especially, like, when you're a person of color, because you hear the same things over and over again. Like, it would be nice to have a positive radio station talking about the different organizations that help prevent these issues. Like there's a lot of them in Troy. Maybe bring more attention to the organizations or movements that are doing things positive.
That's why our moms and fathers are very, very hard on us the way we are. Because if we go outside with our, and we are black already and we're acting like a fool, we're going to get stereotyped and it's going to revolve to our parents. Like, we can't do certain stuff, and our parents will tell us certain stuff, you know, pull us to the side and I'm like, you can't do that. You're a black male. You cannot go outside dressed like that with your hood on. You're a black male. You could get shot.
Right.
Like, there's certain things I cannot do at late night that you, I'm not saying doing anything, but you could go outside and do, and anything you want, anything will happen to you. Like,
no,
it's different.
I definitely get that.
And so, like, I think what the main problem is that the media controls that. And so, like, what we were saying, some people don't listen to radio because there's all these different things poured onto us. But if we have the aux, if we have our CDs, we have control. If we don't want to listen to something that's on the radio, we can tune it out with our own music or our own podcast or whatever we want to listen to, without hearing the things that the mass majority has to hear. Because I'm not the mass majority, I'm just me.
So what about the idea of the radio? What kind of stories would you like to hear on the radio?
More so like situations and problems that are happening now, instead of, you know, being stuck on one thing that's been happening. I think we should start talking about more issues and problems that are going on nowadays.
How did it feel having this discussion? Do you want to continue?
I want to say that
this
discussion here, this was very educational. This discussion was very educational. And like, come on, I'm 14. You guys are like 28, 27.
I'm 15.
Like, come on, like, you guys are supposed to be like,
you should
be having, like, y'all should know this already.
What I liked about talking with you guys today is, like, I'm more comfortable now because I was talking with Angelo to you guys, and, like, I feel like I didn't have much of a connection, but, like, hearing you guys' opinions now and, like, more of, like, what you guys stand for and, like, what you're passionate about, it kind of deepens the connection that we have, I guess. I still just met you, but it's, like, I still connect with all of you on so many levels.
Personally, for me, the best part about having this conversation with everyone, I mean, like, not to insult the people that are probably going to, like, understand when I say it in this room, but my favorite part about this conversation was it wasn't white people talking about it and bringing it up. It was, like, legitimate, like, POC people talking about POC issues. Sorry. Like, I agree with you. I did find, like, a better connection because it wasn't someone from the outside trying to put themselves in here. It was like people who like genuinely understood during this conversation, and I really do like that.
I just feel like it was a great conversation to be able to hear everyone's opinions on different things, and I feel like it's something that we could all like grow on and work on, like, every day talk about a different topic and, you know, hear more opinions on different things. So it was a great talk.
It was interesting to listen and hear about all the things that, you know, I can't really understand properly, but get a different perspective.
We all, in a way, have been oppressed growing up in a world of systemic racism, you know? So I think it's really important for you to be here as who you are and not other people. So I just want to thank you and tell you I appreciate you.
The Uptown Summer Youth Program is a 5-week leadership program that pairs youth side by side with community leaders, media professionals, college interns, scientists, and artists, all in an effort to amplify youth voices in Rensselaer County. More info can be found at themediasanctuary.org/projects/UptownSummer2001. For the Media Sanctuary and Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this has been Jody Cowan.